the key lesson for tonight, for our study, makes the point that our past and its influence over us is only as powerful as we entertain it in the present moment. And that what is doesn't have to be determined by what was. But so much of our life is determined that way, and in ways that we don't even have a hint about yet. So I want to talk to you about something fairly simple but important. And it connects with meditation, and it certainly connects with attention. What happens inwardly in you when an unwanted moment takes place? What happens inwardly in you? Well, we know basically that we are instantaneously filled with some form of resistance to the moment. And we also know, to whatever degree we do, that what we call the moment that we don't really want is really a reflection, a revelation of an order of ourselves that the moment reveals. We've come that far to understand that we don't meet anything other than ourselves, and when a moment reveals something that we don't like, it is something in us that we don't like that the moment has shown us about ourselves, something that we're attached to, identified with. But as you know, these unwanted moments, they go on and on and on, in spite of all the different ways in which we meet them. Now, do you know why the unwanted moments go on and on and on? I told you already in the first part of the talk. Because the level of yourself that is their reflection goes on and on and on and on. That's why. You can't expect to change the way you experience your life until you actually see what it is that is giving you that experience. And we're not very good when it comes to a willingness to encounter within ourselves what causes us the pain and consternation that it does. So I want to give you a simple thing to look at more and more. And you will. That's the beauty of it. You will, I promise you, if you have anything in you that relishes the taste of the real, in spite of the pain that it may produce momentarily, it is impossible that a human being doesn't undergo the preparation that is necessary for their authentic change, authentic transformation. And this is it. When something unwanted happens to you, what is the default mechanism? What happens internally? I'm asking you. Resistance. But then resistance is a fuel. What does it fuel? What do you do as a rule? Take yourself. Don't make this like, don't think to yourself, I wonder what happens. When something happens that you don't like, how do you handle it? I get negative, but then what do? Okay, so one thing is I try to control the event that disturbed me. What's something else that I do when I don't feel good about myself or I'm unhappy about my life? What's something else that I do? I go eat something. I turn on a television. I do something to get past the moment. What's something else that I do? I talk to myself. Now, for me, that would be I start to console myself. So I avoid myself. I pleasure myself. I console myself. And what's something else that I do? Because there's really four of these things that take place. And in varying degrees, depending on types. I berate, I punish myself, that's one of the things. I try to inspire myself. Don't you? I try to find some principle by which I will be more powerful than this unwanted moment. Yes or no? Now, All of those examples are evidence of a fundamental misunderstanding on the part of the human mind as to its own condition. And the fundamental misunderstanding is that you can't make yourself, you can't find your native wholeness by further dividing yourself. It's impossible. And every time that you try to inspire yourself, every time you try to pick yourself up with a principle, every time you put food or something to please yourself, get past the pain with some pleasure, every time you distract yourself, every time you go into thought at all over the unwanted event, you have ensured that the self that is the cause of that suffering will go on. We know so very little about our own nature because our own nature is so clever at keeping us from having it revealed, from the discovery of it. Dare to be without your sword, shield, and armor. Dare to be without who's to blame. Dare to be without what you need to know right now to deal with this. Dare to be without that part of you that wants to find the explanation. Oh, that's a big one, especially for spiritual aspirants. Somewhere in this body of knowledge that I have is the explanation for why I am captive right now. What would happen to you if you didn't seek an explanation for the moment? What would happen to you if you didn't seek an explanation for the misery? What would happen to you if you didn't seek an explanation for your anger? What would happen is that you would finally see the self in which and through which all of these states manifest themselves. That's what would happen. And in the direct seeing of these states of yourself, in the direct awareness of it, an effective change would take place because for the first time, rather than being a part of its continuity, you are giving yourself over to a level of consciousness that understands that, yes, these energies, these states, they do exist, but they are not I. When you want a reason for why you feel the way you do, you ensure that the self that feels that way will go on and on and on. Meditation, real meditation, is the act of seeing completely clear of all things past. What inspires you, your principles, your powers, all the religious ideas, all the icons, all the blame, all the justification comes to you from your past. Dare to cut yourself off from your own past. Not because you're brave or resolute, because you have seen for yourself that every time you get drawn into deliberation over the darkness that has entered into you, you have handed yourself over to the darkness itself that seeks to continue itself through the dialogue it initiates. You make this discovery, and little by little, there'll be a beautiful process of extraction, a disconnect. Not of an attempt on your part to become something or overcome something, but an act of meditation, an act of pure attention that can no longer be deceived into dividing itself up into the one who has the problem, the pain, and the one who knows what to do about it, or the one who is the victim of it. Make these changes inwardly. See the need for them, and the rest is done for you. You'll see that for yourself if you dare to enter into the battle yourself.
Hello, I'm Desi Arnaz Jr. You've been listening to best-selling author Guy Finley. To learn more about Guy Finley and his nonprofit Life of Learning Foundation, visit guyfinley.org. That's GUYFINLEY.org. Receive helpful free gifts along with a host of life-changing information. That's GuyFinley.org.